Gittins in studio with me. I asked him if he knew Darius Rucker, and no, you cannot sing the wagon wheel. Why not? Because we got things to do, and I don't want to be sick the rest.
I can't
of
just
the
hit a little rock. Me mama like a wagon wheel. Rock me mama anyway. Mama, rock me.
Is there a mute button? Yeah, there is a mute button.
Don't
this.
Hit the mute button.
Why?
Because the audience wants to hear that.
No, they really don't. They want to hear Darius Rucker sing the wagon wheel. All right.
I'm basically Darius Rucker.
You're basically
an idiot. You might be
idiot.
The farthest thing from Darius Rucker, kids.
You're basically an idiot. I mean, come on.
Don't call Darius Rucker an idiot.
I didn't call him. I said you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Where are we going?
Oh, yeah, it's my segment.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry, I was too busy being an idiot. So the Mother's Day event happens every, what, second Sunday of May. And I call it an event because, you know, some of us handle it well, some of us don't, and it becomes a joyous time into a not-so-joyous time. And one of those ways you can make it a not-so-joyous time is if you're to get any one of these gifts on this list that I have. I have a list of the top 10 worst Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, like my goodness. Them. Yeah. Wait, let's go backwards. What is number 10?
All right. So backwards on this list, the 10th worst thing you can get your mother on Mother's Day is a self-help book.
A what?
Self-help. A self-help book.
What kind of book I'm buying my mother would be another Bible. Listen.
Or a cookbook.
I don't even know what that is. Oh, she's got plenty of cookbooks.
You don't know what a self-help book is?
No.
Like a book where you read it to like motivate yourself, help you, you know.
Watch a YouTube video about that.
You know what I do with a self-help book at my house?
Use those Kindle?
Like, that's exactly
like,
right.
Like an example would be like a book titled The Magic of Thinking Big.
The Magic of Making Me Watch a Soccer Game. I would burn it. All right.
Or how about 30 books that will change your life?
And then the only one that'll do that's the Bible.
You know, you got like books that it says like your best year ever is coming next.
Best selling book of all time still to this day, the Holy Bible. All right, what's number nine?
That's
on
probably
list?
The best self help book there is.
Yeah. What's number nine on
number
list?
Nine, kitchen gadgets she didn't ask for.
Well, that was going to be one of the things I give my mother, but I guess I'm
well, she asked for
yeah,
it.
That's what I had to say. We got my mom that last year for Mother's Day, and that's what she wanted. Because she wanted her to start making
she's
more.
Mentioned it over time. Well, she's like, I really wish I had this. Right.
My mother wanted a new coffee maker for Christmas, and that was one of the things I got her.
All right, number eight, clothes that are in the wrong size or style from what she wants.
I ain't buying my mama clothes, though.
Clothes is like the worst thing to buy anybody.
You got to really, you either got to really, really know that that's going to work out, or you better keep the receipt.
Don't buy her any sexy negligee.
I didn't say that. That's not what's going to work out.
Okay.
Number seven, generic last-minute gifts. Like, you just go into Walmart.
Yeah.
And number
you
one,
just,
Mom.
Yeah, you just get a balloon that says Happy Mother's Day, and you get a box of chocolates or something. Like, you clearly thought real hard about Mother's Day.
You didn't think a lot about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might need a self-help book on how to give a better gift. Number six, just give her cash. Just walk up to her.
And now, I'm going to be honest with you. What's wrong with that?
I mean, nobody's going to turn down cash.
I know
at the same
you don't
time,
think
it's,
about
it's,
it.
It's less thought as well.
Well, I don't know you don't. It's less thought, but it's probably the most usable gift you will give anybody. Everybody can use money.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's why it's not number one
practical.
On this list, but
okay.
it might deserve to be even higher than six.
All right.
Five, you've got gifts that you give to her that are really just for you.
Like what?
Like a recipe for a new cake?
Yeah, like something you want her to cook for you. Or like
cleaning supplies for her to clean your house.
If you still live with your mom, you could be like, I'm getting you a new TV for the living room.
Yeah.
But,
good.
You know, that only applies if you still live with your mother. Number four, something that is obviously re-gifted or recycled.
I don't know that I've gotten anything re-gifted that I could give my mother.
It'd be a moron to do that.
You have to definitely take the old sticker off of it.
I just don't know that she would want anything that I've ever gotten. Wow.
What about stuff she gave you? That's what you got to make sure you don't give her back.
Well, I mean, like a coffee cup.
She's not gonna,
number one grandpa, give it back to your
mother. She's not going to wear the hat she gave me.
You never know.
true.
Number three, we're in the top three now. Number three, cleaning supplies or chore-based gifts.
I knew that one was coming. I'm not going to get that bottle of 409 for my mother.
Or a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
That's really, got to be the biggest mistake is giving her a vacuum cleaner.
You know
or
what? If you give her a vacuum cleaner, that really sucks.
That's a granddad joke. Number two, and this could possibly deserve to be number one.
Number cigarettes.
Two, no. Number two, weight loss or diet-related
no!
items.
No! Never, ever, ever give any woman anything to do with weight loss.
Subscription to Weight Watchers.
No, never.
Why not?
You will pay for it immensely.
You're looking after their health.
No, you're looking after a black eye is what you're looking after.
They're taking that as you calling them fat.
Come on, Giddens. You would actually do that, wouldn't you?
I would not do that.
If for himself, he would.
No, well, he needs it after the way he is.
So what do you think number one is, if you had to guess?
Let me, Bauman?
Nothing.
You got any ideas? I don't know. The worst number one?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Alcohol.
Just give her alcohol?
Just give her a beer.
Well, Alex is right because I think he cheated. Nothing at all.
That's pretty bad, man.
Or just a quick text. You just shoot a text. Happy Mother's Day. Don't even go see her. Don't even call her or anything.
I have said this for the last 3 weeks up until Tuesday of this week. Do you know what is the best thing to give your mother for Mother's Day?
Something homemade.
That is exactly right. And they had the Mother's Day cookie decorating workshop this week down at the J. Craig. And if you took your kids down there and did that Tuesday and mom is getting a bouquet of cookies, kudos to you, man. Good for you. You're gonna hit it. She's going to love you if they get something natural.
When I was in elementary school, I made my mom a shirt that has like my handprints on it.
Oh, yeah.
That says, you know, I love my mama.
She still wears it.
She still wears it.
Yeah.
Every Mother's Day, she gets it out.
The boys, we had a cousin who worked with the boys every year, and they did their handprints and footprints on dishes and shirts and stuff every year. And we kept them from the time, you know, KJ was born until, crap, really, till they were almost in high school. And to see the difference, yeah, that's something pretty cool.
So I was thinking, like, based on the list, like, what's the absolute worst gift you could give your mother? And I was thinking, based on what we just looked at, what if you just texted your mother on Mother's Day, hey, I need my house cleaned. I hear it's good exercise.
You would do that, wouldn't you?
Hey, Mama, come over and make me dinner. I'm hungry.
Yeah. Mom, here's this new recipe. Try it out at my house first.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you the worst thing you could do on Mother's Day, guys. You know what that is? Give her a six-pack when you should have given her a half a case.